All right, well, it's Monday when we explore issues around work, of course. And if you've ever found yourself out of work, you probably know that motivation is often the hardest part of that job hunt. Well, what do you do when your get-up-and-go gets up and leaves you? How about getting an advisor or a team of advisors, a bunch of friends, to keep you motivated and to keep you honest about your job hunt? And the best part is, it doesn't cost a darn thing. Well, we're here in the studio with Deborah DiRaggio. She's an out-of-work New Yorker who's looking for a job, and she's looking for a job search buddy, correct?
Correct.
And she's going to tell us what that means right now. Debbie, a job search buddy. You've got a team of people that you want to help you look for a job. What exactly are you looking for here?
I'm actually looking for it could be a group, but you work in pairs. This is the idea behind it. Someone to do a few different things. One is help you network. Two is keep you on track and goals and help you keep moving forward in your shirts.
This
That's
is like
important.
A they used to talk about life coaches, somebody who calls you up once
right.
a week and says, have you done these things?
But yeah, but you're not paying the person.
Right.
That's
what
important.
What would you pay them with?
And also just for emotional support, because they're going through the exact same thing you're going through. There's a lot of ups and downs, which people don't understand unless they're in the same situation as you are. So it works on a few different levels, I think.
This is a reciprocal relationship.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. you're there for each other.
Mm-hmm. You help them network. They help you network. What about is there a peer pressure aspect to this? Getting things done, then somebody's
yeah.
looking over your shoulder?
I notice that.
You do?
I notice it a little. Well, I think that, we make a list of 5 things to do each week, and then we report in the next week. Well, what did you do? How are you going with this? And I think some people feel like if they haven't done it, it's not like that. It's just to help you keep moving forward. So you kind of have to have a good attitude about it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I'm thinking is, traditionally you can stay in your own field and look, but I think now you need to have a plan B or maybe even a C. So I'm also looking for people who are thinking of having their own business ideas and all kinds of stuff like that too. So I think it's just open, but the most important thing is staying on track and keep moving forward.
And that's easier to do maybe when you have a bunch of people doing it all together.
Absolutely,
than just one
or at least one person.
All right. Well, Marcy Albert has been writing about this very thing on her blog called Working the New Economy. It's on Yahoo. She's been writing about job buddy dynamics. Is this something that's widespread? Marcy, you seeing this in a lot of places?
I'm seeing it all over the place, and I have some firsthand experience for it because when I became a journalist, I had been a lawyer before. I used a group like this to make a career change, exactly like what Debbie's talking about with the plan B. And I had this group of 2 wannabe journalists at the time. We met in a writing class. We met once a week to kind of keep each other accountable, to kind of share networking resources, to kind of just stay on top of each other and make sure we all did the things we said we were going to do.
Okay, so how would the dynamic work? Instead of we're here in a radio studio, there's 4 of us sitting around a table. So we would be in a Starbucks or some other
or somebody's home.
Somebody's home, some yep. kind of coffee shop. Say, gee, Farai, you were supposed to mail out 2 letters the other day to 2 prospective employers, and I just need to know, have you done that? Have you called that editor that you were supposed to call?
Yeah,
and
I was too afraid to call the editor. I thought that he or she might not take my phone call.
Okay, and then
let's do a little role play. Why don't we practice that? See how it might sound. The other thing we always did is like meet in a place where you got the laptops, and we actually you could accomplish something sometimes during the meeting. So if you needed to research something, or one of the reasons people don't follow through on something is sometimes they never did that first step. Well, maybe you do it while you're sitting there with the other people watching you, helping you, kind of giving you that little confidence boost you need.
Debbie, you're nodding.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the type of dynamic that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. Do you need a job search buddy to find your job search buddies?
Well, you actually do because some people won't continue with it. So I am actually talking to someone later today who seems really interested and motivated. Mm-hmm. Because some people are just going to fall away because they're not going to have right. the motivation and the drive to keep going.
And having a couple is also handy if somebody finds a job. Because, yes, the plan A and B is still something I think you should have these ongoing groups in your career, not just when you're looking for a job, but kind of the career support group that we should all be worried about what's next.
Well, Marcy, it strikes me that this could be a class-based or education-based phenomenon, because it's one of the things that we have to look at is the different categories of people who are searching for jobs. There are some people, for example, who may have had the same job for 25 years doing something that's not being done anymore, like making parts for a car that's no longer in production. What do you do if not only have you been downsized, but your entire field has been essentially eliminated.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge, and that's happening in you say class-based, and you're referring to kind of the manual laborer whose job doesn't exist anymore. It's happening to a lot of journalists who are finding, you know, it happens in all kinds of fields right now. It's happened to the whole mortgage industry, right, who have to figure out what to do now. And that really is like the classic career search. You got to figure out what are your skills and who uses the same skills. And a buddy could totally help you figure that. You do a brainstorm. This is what I'm good at. You know, I'm good at certain things, and you name them. And then you get together and say, well, what are other fields that use exactly those same skills? And how can we figure out how those fields work? And together you go through that project, try to meet people in that field, try to find out where, if anywhere, the jobs are. Did this stimulus package do any help in that sector? All kinds of questions.
All right. How can this go wrong? I have to ask, because you're facing up to peers who are trying to hold you accountable. There's got to be some tension that's possible.
Well, I think two things I'd watch out for, and one Debbie's already experienced, is if you're being like fixed up with strangers, or you're you know, it's like dating. I mean, you could find that somebody's just wrong for you, that you're a bad match, and this person who is supposed to kind of be a cheerleader with you is actually undermining you in some way. So
you've experienced that, Demi, already?
Yeah, or they just sometimes it could be a little negative. It's hard to stay positive all the time,
sure.
But you know, I'm not looking to be around negative people. I'm looking for people who are positive and want to move forward.
What do you want out of a job? What's your ideal dream job?
Actually, I'd like to be an entrepreneur, work from, and start my own company. That's something I'm thinking about.
In what field?
I have a background in international event planning with pharmaceutical companies, and which never got hit by the economy before, but now, of course, have gone. So I would like to continue to do that. Also, I have an freelance professional organizing company. So I'm looking into a variety of things.
All right, there you have it. Debbie DiRaggio is ready to do some freelance organizing, international pharmaceutical event planning, and she's ready to do it. You heard it here first. This is a little impromptu career planning session, but she needs more help. Also, Marcy Albaher is a career expert. She writes the blog Working the New Economy on Yahoo. She's been writing about job search buddy groups, latest trend in the unemployment crisis.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.